Jimmy, this is a gorgeous restaurant you've chosen. And you look so sharp tonight, like you always do. You always know how to show me a good time. Every time I'm with you, I swear I'm on top of the world. I feel like a princess or a queen. And when you're not around, life just doesn't seem as worthwhile. I find it very, very hard to imagine myself with anybody but you. It's just not working out. Please don't misunderstand. You're the best guy in the world, and you make me feel so special and complete every time I'm with you. But Jimmy, I just don't think it's going anywhere. I think we should both move on. I know you love me sincerely, and you would never do anything to hurt me, and you would always be loyal and kind and gentle and honest with me. But I really do think it's time to end it. Yes, I realize that we have a deep connection, and we share a lot of common interests and values, and that our dreams and goals are very similar, and that we have fantastic sexual chemistry, and that we never get tired of talking to each other, and that we have the same religious and moral and political beliefs, and that we completely respect and even admire each other's differences, and that we're so comfortable and emotionally open with each other. And that we get along great with each other's families, and that we have all the same friends, and that we make each other want to be better people, and that we would be totally willing and eager to work on any problems we might have, and that we never have any lapses in communication, and that we both accept and love each other unconditionally without a single reservation. But Jimmy, that's just not what I'm looking for in a long-term relationship. I need more. You're keeping me from exploring other options. Jimmy, I'm sorry, but I need to find somebody who's more my type. I think I should find a man with whom I have no compatibility whatsoever. Somebody who'll deceive and manipulate me with his surface charms and take my generosity wholly for granted. I need a man who'll treat me like a child and ignore my real needs and maybe even cheat on me. I think I would be much happier. And you'd be better off too, Jimmy. You need your independence. Now you're free to spend your nights masturbating yourself to sleep, and to use up your evenings and weekends sitting in your apartment by yourself, watching TV and eating a lot of junk food. You need that extra time to sit in bars getting drunk and being given fake phone numbers by every woman you meet. Believe me, this is in the best interest of us both. So, Jimmy, let's call it quits. Let's not even stay friends. I believe it would be best if I just spent the rest of my life denying I ever knew you. I think I'll move to another city far away and maybe even change my name and hair color. But I'll ask one thing of you. Please, don't ever forget me. I mean it. I would be so flattered if you would carry a torch for me for a long, long time. Keep pining for me, Jimmy. Never let go. Torture yourself with regret and heartache. Let the memories of the wonderful times we shared gnaw away at your soul and crush any shred of self-love you have left. Let your sleep patterns, career, diet, and social life suffer because you miss me. If you're lucky, why, I'm sure you'll succumb to a stroke before you're 30. I know you can do it. I'll pray for you. Goodbye, Jimmy. God bless.